Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations and currently enrolled in the course West Indian History 2. On this day, April 13th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate, in its front page, reported sightings of flying saucers in the skies over Barbados. The paper reported that it was the third such time sightings had been reported. Beginning on the morning of Easter Monday at 3:30 a.m., when a 90-year-old Barbadian lady was awakened from her sleep by what she thought was a running tap. According to the newspaper, she saw a brilliantly lit spherical object. At first, she thought it was the moon, but after a closer inspection, she realized that the moon was in another part of the sky. She called her 92-year-old sister and another woman, a Miss Lake, who reported seeing two objects in the sky. The next day, the three ladies saw the objects at approximately the same time, and again on Wednesday. A guest at the Windsor Hotel, Mrs. Marion Horn, said that she saw the two objects, which now appeared to be two shining disks with a reddish hue, somewhat resembling the color of the planet Mars. According to the newspaper report, Mrs. Horn watched them for about 15 minutes, and they were still visible when she returned to bed. She continues, "It is difficult to judge distances at night, but I have seen flying bombs over London during the war, and these objects were certainly flying higher than the V-bombs." The Advocate also reported that the objects were also seen by residents in the parish of St. John on Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eager to see the mysterious objects, Barbadians reportedly went to sleep with their alarms set at 3:30 a.m. No other sightings were reported for the month of April, except that the paper also carried a report of flying discs hovering over the city of Milan, Italy, on April 29th, cruising back and forth at a great height for over half an hour. The air authorities in Milan stated that they cannot explain the appearance of these objects. Barbadians can also say that they also witnessed unidentified flying objects, and this was reported in The Advocate this day, April 13th, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.